Time now for some of your comments on some of the stories that aired on Friday. My co-host Melissa Block spoke with Missouri Congressman Emanuel Cleaver. Cleaver is a superdelegate to the Democratic nominating convention. He spoke about whether he and other members of the Congressional Black Caucus should feel obliged to vote as their districts voted in the primaries, or whether they should remain loyal to the candidates to whom they are pledged.
If the question is that I think that the race would end up this close and that the nation would become this emotional, the answer is no. Had I known that this would happen, I still would have endorsed my friend.
Zoe Weil of Surrey, Maine writes, I was stunned that Emanuel Cleaver is going to cast his superdelegate vote for Hillary Clinton out of loyalty to their friendship. If a superdelegate chooses to defy the judgment of voters, at least he or she ought to make that decision based on deep conviction that a certain candidate would be the best president or have the best chance of winning in November. And Kelsey Chunu of Tulsa, Oklahoma writes, I couldn't believe my ears. The will of the people ought to be the final decision. We also got a lot of mail about a commentary by family physician and former Assistant Surgeon General Douglas Camero. He said the candidates have missed an important health care issue by not focusing on the need for improving primary care. Camero's prescription was higher pay and incentives for more medical students to become primary care physicians. Paul Schwarz of Fort Smith, Arizona, calls the commentary long overdue. The rules mandated by the government at the inception of Medicare provided monetary plums for those specialties involved with procedures and neglected those counseling and prescribing in the trenches. Up-and-coming medical students are well aware of this inequity and choose their training accordingly. But Stephen Peterson of Pittsboro, North Carolina, says the U.S. already pays much more for medical care than do other countries with excellent medicine. It is possible to raise general practitioners' relative pay and reduce our medical expense, decreasing the pay for specialists. Or is Camero's real message that the reason people go into medicine is greed? Leave us a comment on anything you hear on the program by going to npr.org and clicking on Contact Us at the top of the page.